Welcome to Cold Reads, episode 21. Cold Reads is a weekly podcast read by Nathaniel Tower. Each week, Nathaniel invites an author to send his or her wildest, funniest, most twisted story. Without reading the story ahead of time, Nathaniel records an audio version, trying to maintain his composure as the author takes the audience on a wild ride. Week 21 brings you The Homunculus by Nancy Stolman. Nancy Stolman's books include Searching for Susie, a flash novel, The Monster Opera, forthcoming 2013, Live from Palestine, and Fast Forward, The Mixtape, an anthology of flash fiction that was a finalist for a 2011 Colorado Book Award. She is a co-founding member of Fast Forward Press, the creator and curator of the F-Bomb Flash Fiction Reading Series, and she recently won the Stories on Stage Flash Fiction Contest. She's been published in over 40 magazines, journals, and anthologies, and she writes a semi-weekly blog, Ask a Flash Fiction Editor. She's currently a writing professor in Denver and lead singer of the lounge metal band Kinky Mink. Find out more about her at nancystolman.com. The Homunculus by Nancy Stolman. On my birthday, after the bacon-flavored coffee and the bacon-flavored lip balm, and then the one-pound package of real raw bacon, just what I wanted, he had one last gift for me. It was a tiny box that he held out with such a grin that I became nervous. What is it? I asked. Just open it, he says. Inside was a tiny man about 6 inches high. He was dressed in tiny polo jeans and a tiny madras shirt with pullover sweater, and he looked very much like a tiny version of my boyfriend. It's a homunculus, he says, since I have to be out of town so much for work, and I know how much you hate being alone. This will be the perfect solution. It'll be like we're together all the time. But how will I take care of him? He's a grown man. He can take care of himself. It was a bit awkward at first, but my boyfriend reassured me it would be fine, so I put him in the inside of my pocket of my purse, where I keep special things like my mirror and my flash drive. He never complained, even when I once saw him all twisted under some lipsticks and dirty from the random filth that collects at the bottom of the purse. I felt bad, so I started taking him out more often, setting him on the table at meals. He got brave enough to sit at the edge of my plate and eat with me. I didn't have tiny utensils, so he used his hands. He was always clean, even though he wore the same clothes all the time. When I finally asked him about it, he just said, "I'm a homunculus." We were really hitting it off, which shouldn't be surprising. He was just like my boyfriend, except tinier and more available. We liked all the same things, of course. I let him ride in my breast pocket on my weekend bike rides. I started taking him out of the purse when watching a movie, sitting in front of a fireplace, and eventually I let him sleep on the pillow next to me. That first night I was terrified I would roll over and crush him. But he was fine in the morning, and I started to relax. And then on one of those mornings I let him go beneath my panties when we were lying there, and things happened. That's when I started to feel guilty. What was my boyfriend going to think? But he's the one that said it would be like we were together all the time. The more time that passed, the more I rationalized it to myself. This was ultimately going to be good for us, me being less needy and all. But I didn't want to admit the truth. I was falling for the little guy. The first night my boyfriend got back into town was strange. It felt weird to sleep next to a full-sized person again. And I lay awake for the longest night of my life, feeling worried about the homunculus, who was back in my purse. The next morning, after my boyfriend had left the homunculus, climbed out of my purse and found me on the pillows. "Let's run away," I suggested. I couldn't stand the thought of not being with him. Suddenly the whole world was full of possibility again. Then I heard my boyfriend coming up the stairs. "I left my tofu by the bed," he said. He stood in the doorway as I tried to hide the homunculus, but he must have seen it in my eyes because he yanked the pillow away, and there was the homunculus, trying to disappear between the folds of the comforter. His face contorted. "You backstabber!" he yelled, snatching him and running down the stairs. I followed, screaming, "Don't hurt him! For God's sake, you're crushing him!" My boyfriend ran out the front door and across the street and all the way to the top of Jackass Hill, where he wound up his arm and threw it as far as he could. I saw the tiny dot fly through the air and land in the weeds by the creek far below. That was The Homunculus by Nancy Stolman. This concludes episode 21 of Cold Reads. I'll be back next week with a story from Elizabeth Kadetsky.